Yes, the legacy of the TGP has extended far beyond the initial moment of conception in 1937. As Benjamin spoke of earlier, it was very far-reaching in terms of their political concerns. And so there were lots of other countries that modeled themselves on the Tahrir. We had workshops that started in New York that were modeled on the Tahrir de Gráfica Popular that Charles White participated in. And if you know Charles White's work, he also influenced Kerry James Marshall, who's a very popular contemporary artist of today, and David Hammons, who's more of a conceptual artist, but also very relevant and in the forefront of our minds today. So I think that you know, they've had a very expansive reach, and particularly in areas that maybe one does not think of ordinarily, but yeah, it has been very, very wide-reaching. In Mexico in particular, Posada, José Guadalupe Posada, was a very strong illustrator. And so Mexico already had its deep tradition in the graphic arts. It's not to say that it needed exposure to graphic art from Germany, but certainly through publications and other means of dissemination, they were very much aware of what was going on in Germany in terms of political graphic arts. Otto Dix, George Gross, also probably not so political, but Franz Mesurel from Belgium. So they were keenly aware and incorporating that into the work that they wanted to produce, however, in their particular style, in a means that would be directly relatable to the general population, immediately accessible to them, and also was low cost, if not free, so that everyone could, you know, directly receive the message of the TGP, which was political, social, however it resonated to the everyday man. And that was the person they wanted to speak to directly. So yes, it sounds like a strange combination, but when we think of how graphic art moved through the world at that time, these things were not necessarily isolated to their, you know, individual countries. People were exchanging information, and also through exile, German emigres moving to Mexico, these things were also much more widely distributed, disseminated, and seen